Choose my PCC. Candidates for the Warwickshire Police Force area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on the 2nd of May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police and Crime Commissioners. Richard Dixon, Liberal Democrats. Sarah Yvonne Elizabeth Feeney, Labour and Cooperative Party. Philip Stanley Seckham, Conservative Party candidate. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Warwickshire. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On the 2nd of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans. Ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC, or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Warwickshire Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille, and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 131 1323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-2-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as the UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.electoralcommission.org.uk/voting-and-elections. Richard Dixon, Liberal Democrats. Election Statement. On May the 2nd, you can vote for your police and crime commissioner. People ask, why do we have a commissioner? The chief constable has operational responsibility for Warwickshire Police. The commissioner holds the police to account for their work, helping us stay safe. The commissioner has oversight of the county's criminal justice system, including commissioning services to support victims of crime, funding services with local partner agencies that, amongst other things, help reduce reoffending, prevent alcohol and substance misuse, and improve community safety. The election is about who will bring fresh impetus to the commissioner's role, providing a fair deal for residents. Now it's time to act and vote for a commissioner who offers A. more accountability to residents about how the police help make us feel safe in our communities, e.g. through more community policing. C. more community engagement amongst all communities with the police, public sector agencies, voluntary and community groups working together to improve community safety. T. More transparency, in person and in digital media, about how the commissioner and the police are spending our money in a sustainable way to help keep us safe. It's time for change. It's time for the Liberal Democrats to take responsibility for the safety of our communities. I'm offering experience serving residents as a local councillor and in the local voluntary and community sector. I am a district councillor. I was born in Warwickshire and for more than 30 years have been active in communities in Kenilworth. I have worked in business and in the community sector and currently work at Coventry University's Centre for Peace and Security. On May the 2nd, vote Liberal Democrat for more openness, transparency and accountability. Published by Joe Harmer, Election Agent of Richard Dixon, Liberal Democrats at 55 Ely Street, CV37 6LN. Contact details: +44 1789 295 970. Website: https://www.stratforddems.org.uk/police-and-crime-commissioner-election-2024. Email: richarddixon2902@outlook.com. Facebook: https://www.facebook.com/RichardDixon4WarwickshirePCC. Twitter: @RDixon4PCC. LinkedIn: https://www.linkedin.com/in/richard-b32920 12. Sarah Yvonne Elizabeth Feeney, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election Statement. As your prospective Police and Crime Commissioner, I want Warwickshire to be a county with safer streets and safer communities. A county where real action to tackle violence against women and girls is taken. A place where we have restored trust in policing, with visibility and openness being a guiding principle. And communities with local plans to tackle the crime in your area and a police service focused on solving crime and supporting victims. Only Labour has a clear plan and commitment to work with communities. If a situation matters to you, then it matters to me. I am committed to resolving the issues that are affecting individuals and communities across our county. I will be an open and available commissioner, listening to your problems and finding practical solutions. I have the right skills and empathy to succeed in this role. I will also hold the Chief Constable to account for policing decisions that affect communities, as the police must be both accountable and answerable for their actions. To do that, regular and open communication with residents and groups are key. I will commit to meetings in all areas of the county where you can meet with me to discuss your views. I will also strengthen support for victims of crime, ensuring that they can feel reassured that they know what is happening in their case. Finally, I will commission services that are targeted at the areas covered in local plans, so that you, as residents, can ensure that your money is spent effectively and in a way that delivers real outcomes to prevent crime. I can confirm that this election address has been prepared by Julie Jackson, the candidate's agent. Julie Jackson, 46 Dark Lane, Bedworth, Warwickshire, CV12 0JL. Contact details: email sarah_feeney@labour.org.uk. Facebook: https://www.facebook.com/sarahfeeney4PCC. Philip Stanley Seckham, Conservative Party candidate. Election Statement. Vote for Philip Seckham. Elected as Police and Crime Commissioner in 2016, I have fulfilled my promises to the electorate over 8 years. I promised to increase police officer numbers, which have risen from a low of 800 to 1,120 today. Many crime prevention projects have been started, and I have funded organisations such as Neighbourhood Watch and Speed Watch schemes across the county. Being a victim of crime is often traumatic, and I have spent time and effort building vital partnerships with Victim Support, Refuge, Barnardo's, Safeline, and many more who support those in need or who are concerned about crime. Visibility of the police is of great importance to us all, and this has grown with more officers out on the ground and a much improved 999 and 101 service. Also, the four main police stations are now open 7 days a week, enabling face-to-face meetings with officers and staff. Looking forward to the next 4 years, I intend to reduce crime, antisocial behaviour, and re-offending across Warwickshire, with more officers working with our criminal justice partners and listening and responding to our residents. I promise to keep working to make the county one of the safest areas to live, work, and visit, and to keep Warwickshire as an independent force. I have lived in Warwickshire all my life and was educated in Rugby and the Royal Agricultural College in Cirencester. I have served as a district councillor for 15 years, founded and run my own business for 28 years, and commanded my Army Reserve Regiment. I am currently chairman of the Warwickshire Army Benevolent Fund, Warwickshire Local Criminal Justice Board, and Warwickshire Blue Light Collaboration Board. This address has been prepared by Jill Simpson Vince, election agent for Philip Seckham, both of 3 Trinity Street, Stratford-upon-Avon, CV37 6BL. Contact details. Telephone number 01789 292 723. Website https://www.philipseckham.co.uk. Email philipseckham0@gmail.com. Facebook facebook.com/philip4PCC. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Warwickshire. This website contains more information about those candidates we're provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Warwickshire. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Warwickshire on the 2nd of May 2024. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Dixon, Richard, Liberal Democrats. Feeney, Sarah Yvonne Elizabeth, Labour and Cooperative Party. Seckham, Philip Stanley, Conservative Party candidate. I can be contacted at Steve Maxey, North Warwickshire Borough Council, South Street, Atherston, CV9 1DE. Elections at northwalks.gov.uk. 01827 715 341. https://www.northwalks.gov.uk/elections-voting/elections-2/May-2024. This booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with this, please recycle it. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, 2 Marsham Street, London, SW1P 4DF. This is the end of the recording.